Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love matter, comma, black lives. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from humanity's final act. It's Sunday, June 4th, 2020. This is another Homes Alone edition with my guests, Matt Bronner, Joel Johnson, and Adam Ray. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, Doug.
Hi. Hey, Joel.
I appreciate being a black life that matters to you.
You are. You're like in my top 10 black lives that matter to me.
Yeah.
Nice. You're way up there.
Made the cut.
And it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm going to introduce each of you now individually and alphabetically, starting with Matt Bronner. Hey, Matt.
Hey, dude. I wouldn't go with the white guy first, but it's your show. I'll roll with it.
Well, nobody could see. You didn't have to admit that you're not, that you're white, you know.
The secret's out.
Yeah.
I'm well, man. How are you?
I'm doing, you know, as good as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag UTC. You're on the show Upload. I talked to you briefly about it on your podcast, I think. You're in the very first episode, and I got the impression talking to you that you were going to pop up again, and then you did.
Yeah. I'm in one other episode. They cut me out of me and my husband, the lovely Wayne Henderson. They cut him out. And I, of like two others because of budget cuts, but I was just like, hey, I'm just glad to be in anything. Thank you. That's amazing. So yeah.
You were great, Matty.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Very good.
Hey, wait your turn. We're going alphabetically.
Compliments wait for nobody.
No one has to wait turns to compliment me, Doug. I'm sorry. I have to put my foot down.
Which foot?
That's Joel Johnson. We could hear giggling over there. How you doing, Joel?
I'm doing great. I'm smoking a J right now in your honor. So,
saying if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be doing that?
I mean, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the world burning, you know, I'd be smoking anyway. But we smoking more now.
How's the you're in New York right now?
Yep, Brooklyn, baby.
How's it treating you there?
Sirens and helicopters all day long, baby. Ain't no peace. Ain't no nothing. No justice, no peace, no peace. There's no peace in Brooklyn, I'll tell you that. But I'm maintaining.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I gotta say, the acoustics in your home are terrific.
Oh, that's good.
When you first came on earlier today, there was some pots and pans banging around or something, and I really thought you were gonna do like a musical performance in your kitchen.
Oh, that sounds amazing, because, you know, we've been doing a lot to keep ourselves busy, and sometimes I am in here making a whole entire private band, so.
Have you made a puzzle?
No puzzles yet.
Good. Don't resort to puzzles.
I can't promise you anything, but no puzzles yet.
Somebody sent me a puzzle and I refuse to do it.
I like it. Every protest counts. Every protest counts.
I never understood puzzles when, when life was normal, but now that life is not normal, I'm not going to take time to make a puzzle. Every moment's precious, and I'm going to be like trying to jam one piece of paper into another, and they don't fit right. You still try to make it fit.
Yeah, that's how my brain feels. So after your son.
And can you imagine doing an escape room right now? That seems insane.
Nothing that causes me to think. I'm good on that.
We need to upgrade it to escape world. Like, if you figure out the clues, you get to leave.
Yeah, I want to go to Toronto. That's all I want. I just want to be able to be let into Canada.
And finally, but not finally, Adam Ray is here.
Hello?
That's it? Hello? Adam?
Yeah. Oh, did you say me? Oh, I thought there was a little hiccup in the connection, so I thought you said Alan Lay, and I was like, oh, I think we added somebody.
Yeah, Alan Lay decided to stop by. He's, I always have to say yes to him because his family has that whole potato chip fortune.
It's Alan Lay of the Frito-Lay. So if this is a new character you're workshopping on us, Doug, you mind throwing me a little taste of his voice?
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, cut. It's going to be a no. We're going to go with the Doritos guys. Sorry.
How's your doggy, Adam?
Oh, she's the best. She's she just got shaved down to a nice thin coat because I'm in AZ doing some shows this weekend. The old classic curfew adjustment shows of 6 p.m. Friday, 3 p.m. and 6 on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? I saw that. Yeah, you're there at the Stand Up Live with Brad Williams?
Oh, no, I'm at the CB Live. Brad's at the Stand Up Live. And then.
Oh, my God, you guys are competing against each other with curfew shows?
In a battle of size.
Okay. In a world where there's hardly any shows, you two friends are in opposite parts of the same town doing curfew shows.
Yeah, it's the way it should be. But my dog is good. She's licking. I didn't realize how much dogs, lick themselves. Like, I guess I haven't been a dog owner in quite some time. So she's a little Cavapoo, and she's just constantly, as my girlfriend says, licking her hoo-ha. And people say like dogs are going to be, they're a good gauge for if you're going to be a decent parent or not. I think I'm going to be terrible because I'll literally see her, pleasuring herself. And I'm like, hey, stop it. Piggles, stop it. Her name's Piggles. I go, Piggles, stop it. And then she'll turn to me and just be like, but it feels so good. And then I'm like, all right, just, wait till we leave, I guess, the house.
I think you're going to be a great parent. I mean, you've already taught your dog to talk. So.
Was it not clear that that was, doggy
stuff? You've got mad skills, dude.
Yeah.
You really got it going on. Well, you're right. You're right that dogs with a look can really say a lot sometimes.
Also, somebody told me that we got to get her fixed soon, which I already, knew that much, but because she's going to start bleeding. And I was like, oh, why? And they go, because of her period. And I was like, dogs have periods, which is the name of a book I'm writing that I, if you guys go on my site right now, okay, you know, we'll add in laughter there later, but that's.
Are we already plugging stuff? Because I also, I've written extensively about dogs and their periods. I mean, this is, I wish you would have called me, man. We all call each other.
I know.
If I have a joke that I think Joelle is doing, I'll be like, hey, is this something that you have a premise? I've spent years writing my doggy period books. I don't know, man. You might want to edit this out.
Are there any tiny doggy tampons? That's what I want to know.
Hilarious. There's got to be, right?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
What do they taste like? Moving on.
All right.
Yeah. If you're writing erotica, it's fine, Adam. Never mind. Mine's a
fan fiction.
Yours is informative?
Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe I'm finally learning this. You know, I've wondered all these years why the family dog was in such a bad mood for an entire week each month.
Yeah. So other than that, doing good. Pumped for the shows. Going to, hope people come out. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Everybody go out and see Adam and sit, I guess they're going to have everybody sit very far apart.
Yeah, they're going to keep people separate. No,
you don't have to sit with strangers anymore. Like if you go to a comedy club and you're a couple, they won't sit you with another couple, which I would hate personally.
Yeah, those days are done, I think. So now it's, you're going to sit with who you came with. And so now just really think about that carpool situation and then keep your distance. They're taking temperatures, gloves and masks,
Oh my goodness.
We'll see.
What's the capacity of the room?
850. So, and they're going to cap it at 820. So we'll see. I think it's still going to be safe. No. It's the room holds, I think 450. They're going to cap it at 150.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Which I think.
Yeah. People will be spread out, but it's still, still risky. So like all the staff will have masks on, while they're serving everybody. And, but then you won't be wearing one on stage, Adam.
I won't. And I won't, I'll bring my own mic. I won't do probably meet and greets. I won't do my closer, which is letting everyone cough in my mouth. I saw Brad do this thing his first weekend back where he stood on stage and let people take pictures of him since he didn't do like a photo op at the end, which I might do that. That seems a little goofy, but whatever. Whatever the people want it,
have them make cardboard cutouts of themselves and then take turns holding it.
That's fucking genius.
You
want to be.
Yeah. I like every, time I was out doing shows, I do meet and greets after all my shows. And then, X number of people would post the picture on Instagram and tag me. And since live shows have stopped, I've never tagged in pictures. And I just feel sad that that's not happening anymore. I took it for granted when it was happening. And now I'm just like, nobody's ever taking a picture with me ever again, maybe.
Yeah, I miss compliments after shows. I really miss that. Like if I do a Zoom show now and I get a compliment on Twitter, I'll live on it for the entire day.
All right, well, now we know. We all have to, everybody has to find Joelle on social media and give her a compliment after this.
Compliment her. Chris Rock said women need food, water, and compliments. And that is a very true story.
I love it. All right. So if we have a little time left over at the end, we'll talk about movies. But for now, I'm going to say, let the games begin. We're going to start. Yay. We're going to start with a new game. It's called Brong It.
This feels heavily favored towards Matthew.
It's the game where knowledge of the classic film Bring It On and luck go hand in hand, but remain 6 feet apart. I'll start with you, Matt, because it's alphabetical. I'll ask you a question about Bring It On from the year 2000. If you answer it correctly, you get a point.
Can I share something really fast?
What?
Can I share something really fast about that movie? Not about that movie, but when it happened, when a movie came out. I was, I have to, I'm sorry. There's a room we all played in Chicago, and there was a dude who just sucked, was the worst, and thought he was like the next Bill Hicks. and white guy. And there was a black person with a camera that was filming. And he was like, hey, man, he's filming our acts, like talking about the predominantly white comedy lineup. And he's like, what he's doing is he films it. He's going to take it to the South Side. They're going to steal our jokes. And I'm like, you literally think black people are stealing our jokes? I'm like, they're funnier than us, man. And he's like, I'm like, this isn't the reverse Bring It On. And I still think that's the funniest thing I said in 2000. I just want to throw that out there. Turns out that guy was filming his friend's set as a favor.
So. We're nefarious under any circumstance.
Oh my God. I would, if a black person stole my joke, I'd be like, thanks. That's so awesome.
I know, the oddest compliment.
But yeah, exactly. Sorry, Doug. I just had to. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I was just worried that the story might, you know, give away.
It's nothing about the movie.
About information about the movie, but it didn't. That was perfect.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, because if you don't get the question right, then I'm going to give two options to Joyelle. She's going to get multiple choice. And then if she doesn't get it right, then that means that Adam gets the lucky point.
Okay.
And then it rotates from there, and the first of you to get to 2 points is our winner.
Cool.
Yes, you've been going ham in quarantine. I love it, Doug.
Ready? Okay.
You stayed up all night for that intro. And it was worth it.
Matt Bronger?
Yes, sir.
Time to brong it.
Let's do it.
What is the name of Gabrielle Union's character, first name, in Bring It On?
Oh, God. I frankly don't know. I'm sorry. I gotta pass.
That's okay.
That up.
There's no reason to be sorry about it. You know, there's a lot of people that need to apologize these days, but you're not one of them.
Honestly, it wasn't out of guilt, you know. sort of.
Okay, so now we go to Joyelle. Was her name Whitney or Isis?
I would just first like to say all white men need to apologize at all times. And with that being said, my answer was going to be Gabrielle Union to any of these questions. So you took that away. I feel like her name was Isis.
It was.
Oh my God.
Ew, I thought that was a rig up. Oh my God.
Her fucking name is Isis.
And coincidentally, Bin Laden's improv team name was Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't even think of the terrorist organization. I thought of the Egyptian goddess. Like that's like a white person's script that, right? What's a black name? Isis.
Isis.
Yes. It was that movie was written by a white girl who gave the white girls names like Torrance. And then when she had to name a black girl, that she names her.
I mean.
Yes. I always talk about how you can't follow around white women that have black girl names because they're the most dangerous.
They are unhinged.
They are. They've had a lot of
struggle.
They don't
know what they are.
They don't know what to do.
Okay. So that means Joyelle has a point. But now we turn to Adam. Mm-hmm. And Adam gets a brand new question. Not going to be easier, though. Adam, finish the line of this cheer from Bring It On. That's all right. That's okay.
We've got dipping dots for free all day. Fuck, I don't know. What is it?
I mean, that was close, and by close, I mean at least it rhymed.
Did I get the second? Did I get the end of the rhyme correct?
Let's give Matt 2 choices. Are you ready, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Is it, we're going to win it anyway, or you're going to pump our gas someday?
Oh fuck. Okay. Oh, wow.
You going with Spirit or Slams, Matt?
I mean, I'm trying to win, and I'm guessing it's the white team that said that. So I'm gonna, and it's a comedy. So I'm gonna. I gotta. I much as it hurts my heart, I gotta go with B.
You're going to pump our gas someday?
Jesus, that's cool.
They live in Oregon?
That is the correct
That's the entire state.
Or New Jersey. That is the correct answer.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You did it.
That didn't feel good.
Yeah, my whole life growing up, I grew up in San Diego, and the cheer was always, that's all right, that's okay, we're going to win it anyway. And then I went and saw Bring It On, and then they said, I mean, it was the black girl saying this to the white girl, so it wasn't.
Oh, it what? Wasn't, oh, then I love it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, I think that's why they went, you know, they wanted it to be like an extra harsh slam, but the black girls sang it to the white girls. I think that's how it went. But yeah, you're going to pump our gas someday. And then they do a, you know, they do a gesture like a sexy pumping gas gesture.
Hot. Okay. Cool.
All right. So Matt has one and Joyelle has one, and Joyelle gets this next question.
Yeah.
You could win this thing right now.
Oh, shit.
Finish the tagline for the movie Bring It On.
Oh.
Winning isn't everything, it's blank.
Oh, man. Oh, winning isn't everything. It's, shoot. Something like it's necessary, or it's one word. I feel like it's one word, but I don't know the word, so I'm just going to say Black Lives Matter.
Winning isn't everything. It's Black Lives Matter.
There you go. Fitting for the week.
I mean, I think that's a pretty good tagline for that movie. Because,
yeah, it was a miniature race war. So
it was, and the correct side won.
Yeah,
I hope people know that the black girls won. Okay, so I don't want to sound terrible. All right, so it goes to Adam, and Adam, you get to choose between two options. Is it winning isn't everything? It's all of the things, or winning isn't everything, it's the only thing.
Ooh, all the things just seems like an improv. And they were like, cool, Kirsten, we got that. Now let's stick to the script. And she's like, yeah, but this is the film where I show off my improv chops. They're like, you can do that in Spider-Man. She's like, what's that? And they go, cut. And then somebody goes, oh, we were rolling on that? So I'm going to go with winning is the thing. Is that what it was?
They're like, Torrance, you're drifting from the script. You're over in Lawndale.
Get back on the freeway, okay. Sweetheart. Yeah.
Wait, which one are you going with? Are you going with it's all the things or the only thing?
The only thing. That's more of a concrete, like, pump up. The crowd's going nuts. They're face-to-face. I feel like there's probably a spit, you know, on the floor, probably a hair, you know, shake in the face. And then, you know, that's when you, as an audience member, lean forward on your seat and go, oh, this is getting good. You know?
All right. Well, it's just words on a poster, but I get what you're saying.
That's my answer.
But that is correct. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. The movie was intense about how important winning is.
I will say, though, I mean, that was a tough guess because, like, it's all the things is a real good, dumb white girl answer with respect to white people. I mean, can't you see that as, like, that the you have all the Heathers, and the leader of the Heather is like, yeah, well, winning isn't everything. It's all of the things. And she thinks, like, oh, I just smacked you. Like, I won. And even her friends are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Good one, Heather. You know, like, that would be a funny one for the poster. So I don't know. Good job, Adam. I don't know. I think I would have guessed wrong.
It also feels like.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, Heather is an underrated blanket white girl name, and I'm glad you brought that back to the surface. Heather, yes.
Heather's is one of the funniest movies of all time. I think
I love that movie. Winona Ryder forever, baby.
For sure.
We've got a three-way tie.
Sound like you took a moment. Were you in Winona? Did you have a thing at a certain point? Did we bring back horrible memories? Sorry.
My girl was Tiffany Amber Thiessen. We can
sure
debate sure. right now.
Yeah, I was just trying to have a dramatic pause before saying we have a three-way tie.
I thought you were sounding like Justin Trudeau over there. Okay.
Nice. Is Justin Trudeau gone quiet?
Drink five if you're playing the Justin Trudeau drinking game at home.
Yeah. He paused when they asked him about Trump but my favorite part about the clip is the sign language interpreters were like crossing their arms and just looking at this mug like, are you going to speak? Like, it was hilarious to look at the sign language interpreters when he did that pause. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
He really had to think about his words right then.
Yeah, he knew it was going to go viral regardless.
Yeah, he could have said anything and people were going to be quoting it and showing it everywhere. Okay, so this is the one. This is the big question. Of course, this luck is a huge part of this particular game, so that everybody has a chance, no matter how much of a movie nerd they are. But we got to start with Matt again. So you get this cold question, Matt.
Okay.
Which Bring It On cast member has been a guest on Doug Loves Movies multiple times?
Ooh.
You know, because I'm not sure, I'm going to vote with my heart, which is the worst idea, you know, betting with your heart, betting on the team, your favorite. But I'm going to go Gabrielle Union. That would be amazing if she was on the show a bunch.
Oh my God, that would have been so cool.
Like, especially if she was on, like, Getting Doug with High. How cool would that be?
Well, that wasn't the question, but yeah, that would be amazing. unfortunately, no, she is not the answer.
Okay.
Now we go to Joyelle.
Yeah, I'll be your Gabrielle Union, baby.
Which one of these ladies has been on Doug Loves Movies, I think at least 7 or 8 times maybe at this point, maybe more? Is it Claire Kramer or Eliza Dushku?
Oh, that's it. I want to go with my heart and hope it's Eliza Dushku because I think she's pretty cool.
That is incorrect.
Boo!
It's Claire Kramer. Adam gets the free point and the win.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Who let the dogs out?
Is that a song? Do they play that song when a team scores in a game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I'm constantly on a Baja Men loop in my head for anything positive. So,
can you name any other track performed by the Baja Men?
Oh, fuck. Is not one of the tracks. There, you know, they played at the in center field at the old Safeco Field where the Mariners played for a weekend. I think it was just Saturday. They literally played "Who Let the Dogs Out" between every inning break, and then oh man, one inning they played one other song. People started booing halfway through, and they changed and went back into "Who Let the Dogs Out." It was fucking incredible. But I can't remember the name of that song. But it wasn't bad. It just wasn't "Who Let the Dogs Out," you know?
Right.
They tried to play some new shit and the crowd wasn't.
It's like if you're going to mix it up, just have a call and response, like sing "Who Let the Dogs Out" and then be like, "We found out who let the dogs out." And then just, you know, I don't know. So no, to answer your question.
I didn't think their episode of MTV Unplugged was really underwhelming. An acoustic guitar and this kind of slowed down "Who Let the Dog." I didn't enjoy it, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Well, that's not for everybody. Baja Men's an acquired taste.
I mean, that's an amazing, I don't know how long it would be funny for, but it's at least a good 30 minutes.
Probably about 10
second sketch.
Oh, it's a great sketch, yeah.
Great sketch idea. Okay, so congratulations, Adam, Ray. You won that game. and something special that I'll tell you all about after the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Pretty Yay. Fast break, eh?
Yay.
You guys all, you all good? You all awake? You all ready for more?
Do it.
Yes.
Because now we're going to play one more game, and it's to determine our winner today. Of course, there's no prizes. Just a sense of pride, which is, you know, it's nice to have during Pride Month. Yes. Mm-hmm. Adam, since you won that first game, getting that lucky point, you get to go first in our second and final game today. It's called Last Person Standing. And you also get to choose the actor or actress who will be the subject today. So pick strategically, because then we're going to take turns. I'm going to play along. I like to play too. We're going to take turns naming movies that that person has been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out.
Great.
I think one time before you had control over this game, Adam, and maybe picked Sandra Bullock. Did that happen, or am I remembering it wrong?
I might have, yeah.
Because you know, you're like friendly with her. Like, she's been on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll return a text if I keep it under 5 characters.
The true test of celebrity friendship. Yeah. Will they return the text?
I mean, look, I think once I motorboated her, then it was like, if we don't become friends after this, my mouth was open when I, you know, something, I made it weird somehow.
But we should be clear that everybody knows that you motorboated her as part of a scene in a film.
Oh yeah. I forgot everyone hasn't seen everything. yeah, that was for a movie, but we might've done that. So pick a different, famous actor person. To go this. Okay.
Yeah. It could be an actor or actress. Anybody that you think you might know more about than Matt and Joyelle and me.
Great. Let's go. Let's go. Adam Sandler.
Whoa. What are we going to sit here all day?
Okay. Let's mix it up. Alan Arkin. No.
What are we going to wrap it up quickly?
All right. Wait. For real. Here we go. For real. Jim Carrey. Has that been done too much?
I mean, I could do Jim Carrey. I mean, that's another one that, you know, can go like
okay,
all
how
day.
About this? Vince Vaughn.
Okay. How do you feel about Vince Vaughn, Joyelle?
I feel okay. Right, okay. Yeah, that's I feel good. Okay. But hey, you know, I'm here.
Matt, have you ever worked? Matt, have you been in a Vince Vaughn movie?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. So you're not biased.
I mean, I was going to say Shaq, but that's also like what we got like 5 movies.
He must be in like a dozen by now, but I bet you we wouldn't be able to come up with all of them.
Yeah.
I just said the Lego movie.
Is he in the Lego movie?
He had my favorite line in the Lego movie where he was just like, y'all ready for this? And he threw a ball and he was like, oh no, they were ready for that. And that was it.
That's amazing.
Oh no, they were ready for that. They were ready for that. All right, Adam, start us off with any film that has Vince Vaughn in it.
Swingers.
What? Swingers? What kind of show off says the very first movie? Matt?
Dragged Across Concrete.
Whoa.
Nice.
He went with first, I went with last.
That's a deep, deep cut.
And it's a pretty bad movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Not a lot of point to it. And it's got a serious undercurrent of the poor oppressed modern white man, I just will say. That's kind of obvious when you watch it. I don't know. I thought the guy's movie before that one was pretty insane, like as an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one, I was just like, what is this movie? This is nuts. Anyway.
Yeah, because it's Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah. Read the room, guys.
okay. So whose turn is it? Oh, Joyelle.
Wedding Crashers.
Yes. Let's go ahead and just work that angle till it's done. I'm going to say The Internship. Back to Adam.
Couples Retreat.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those movies where everyone had a nice vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't necessarily result in fun for the viewers. I mean, it's a great cast. There's a lot of great people in it. But just, I don't know. That movie just didn't come together.
that was like the movie Ibiza.
Oh, God.
Just a nice trip for everyone. We're shooting on location in Ibiza.
Yeah. Who said that? Adam did. Okay, so back to you, Matt.
I'm going to go Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Ooh, nice. Good.
Nice.
Yeah, full title. And
I didn't want to say Jurassic Park 2 because that's not technically right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, but also, I always get confused. Is it? It's The Lost World Jurassic Park, right?
Mm.
I don't know. Well, maybe I get that title right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you to it because it's confusing.
Thanks.
Just that you knew both of those titles are in the title is good for me.
Okay.
So back to Joyelle.
This how you know when somebody don't know the answer, how their voice goes up at the end of the answer. So I will say the breakup.
The breakup? Listen, we're gonna have to break up.
This is a break up. Was he in that?
Yep.
Yes! Yep. Oh, yep. Shit. Come on with the Doug Flutie pass. Early on.
Yeah. Yeah. He co-starred in the breakup with Jennifer Aniston's act.
Jennifer Aniston. Yes. Love it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Four Christmases.
Nice.
Which is, I think it's got some really, really funny parts, that movie. And it's also, I think it's like 85 minutes long. It is one of the shortest time. It's one of the shortest major studio releases ever. That's not animated. Adam.
Fred Claus.
Ooh.
Did you think of that because I said that other one?
I mean, I've seen that sadly too many times. My Matt, niece love it.
I'm gonna go dodgeball.
Good, classic.
All right, what's the whole title?
Oh, an underdog story.
Yeah, is it true or just an underdog? I think it's just an underdog. A true underdog story.
I don't know.
A true crime story. I love that movie. I love Dodgeball.
It's super funny.
That movie makes me very happy. Joyelle?
Back to my question phrasing. Zoolander?
It's always so suspenseful when it gets to you.
What's in him?
I don't think he shows up in that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tried to take an alley-oop from that last one, I had two guesses, and yeah, no.
He played his brother, one of the coal miners. Remember?
In Zoolander.
Yes, in Zoolander. They all have his hair. Perfect. John Boyd.
We have confirmation, Joyelle. You are correct.
Great job. Oh, my effing goodness.
Well done.
Yeah.
We're digging deep over here.
I didn't know we had a Zoolanderologist in the group.
I love that movie, man. I just thought of that. I realized it. I was like, oh, wait, he's in it. Completely random. He has like one line.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, there's another one I thought Joyelle was thinking of that might come up a little bit later. But for now, I'm going to say... Brawl in Cell Block 99.
The one before Dragged Across Concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The aforementioned. That movie has got some really, really ugly violence in it.
Oh, it's bananas. You have to look at it as a comedy.
Yeah, it's really over the top. But that dude's best movie, Bone Tomahawk, I recommend all the time. That one's great.
Great. It's great and horrifying.
Yeah. But the horrifying part, it's like it's nicely built up to rather than now that guy I think is just going to make movies where horrifying shit happens through the entire thing.
Yeah.
Who's up next? Adam.
Has anybody said Old School?
Nope.
Great.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're all new school, man. You're the only old school person.
Burn! Burn! You got Zoom burned.
Zoom burn like a Ginsburg.
Oh, man. Matt?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh yeah.
I love him in that. I think he's just such a perfect...
He's great. Like,
jolt of Vince Vaughn energy. I wish like he did more of that done.
I agree with you more. When he just comes in as kind of a random funny asshole and then he's gone, so good.
Yeah, really good. Joyelle...
I just want to say I appreciate y'all for doing the deep cuts because that's giving me the alley-oops for the easy shit. But I'm still questioning Anchorman.
Yep.
Yes! Oh, I'm still in the gang, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, he shows up in the gang when they have like the gangs from like each of the different local TV stations. He's in there with Vince Vaughn, with Ben Stiller.
Yes.
Yeah, and but for all the people listening that might give me a hard time later, it's Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I wouldn't have got all of that.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that you're still in the game.
I am too. I'm very impressed with myself right now.
I would have accepted if you just said Anchor or Man.
He was in the Man movie. He was in the Man. He would be in the Man. If there was a movie called the Man movie, Vince Vaughn would be in the Man movie.
He is the Man movie.
He's the Man movie.
If they made Man the movie, it would definitely be Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn for sure.
Because he's bigger than life. Where are we now? Me?
Yes.
I will say, what's another sneaky, like, what's another Vince Vaughn where he just sort of pops in? Well, he doesn't, I guess he pops in, but Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's with Mel, right?
Yeah, he's the, you know, kind of cliche drill sergeant character. And still, I think Vince Vaughn's a tremendous actor. He rose above it a little bit. It's still pretty by the numbers. Adam?
Rudy.
Ah.
You son of a gun.
That's the deep
language.
You went deeper than Swingers.
Yeah,
impressive. Impressivo.
Yeah, he's small in that, but he's good.
Matt.
I will say supposedly the story about that is the director was looking at two actors for that role that had auditioned, and he had the pictures in front of him, and there's a female executive or something was like, that dude is super hot. And a guy goes, well, I'm not hiring him. Hire this guy. And this guy was Vince Vaughn.
Nice.
Oh,
that's how he got cast.
Zoom burn.
Yep. but I'm going to go with Made, M-A-D-E.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. With Puff Daddy.
Yep.
Puff Diddy. He was good in it. It was Favreau and Vince Vaughn reunited.
There's a line he says in it that I quote all the time. That's the ultimate lazy person's line, where they're supposed to clean a house and he sweeps the floor for like 10 minutes and goes, you know what? I'm no good to anyone. I'm just going to go home, take the rest of the day. This isn't going to work for anyone. Like blames. Like, it's just like, it's out of my hands. I should just leave. I love it. That's a joke.
I can't clean this up. So I'm just not even going to bother.
I'm just going to mess it up. Honestly, I'm going to go for everyone's sake.
Back to you, Joyelle.
Random sidebar. I was at a party once and Jon Favreau came and DJed, and he's a really good fucking DJ. I'm just put that out there. He's a very good DJ. Like, the party was jumping. It was a New Year's Eve party. But anyway, Anchorman 2, the second legend of Ron Burgundy.
You know, I just love the way you made that your own. You took it. You took the sides, but you came in and you did it differently at the in the audition, and I admire and respect that. But I don't even know if Vince Vaughn is in the second one, but that's definitely not what it's called.
I am for certain that is not what it's called. Yeah,
stick around for the plugs and stuff, Joyelle.
All right.
For my next turn, for Vince Vaughn, I am going to say, oh man. What? I just thought of two at the same time.
Lucky bastard.
And I don't like either of them very much. Maybe that's why I thought of them at the same time. Have you guys ever seen Delivery Man?
No.
No.
He plays a guy who gets sued by all of his children because he went to the sperm bank like 100 times.
That's right.
And he gets sued. All of his children get together and realize that they're all from the same father, so they all sue to find out his identity, and they all yell at him for not being a dad to them. It's brutal.
Is it on PAX?
I think you can only watch it on Waze, because there's nothing on Waze right now.
Wait, Waze
since there's no traffic, they're showing movies on Waze.
Oh my God, Waze is getting into the content game. Finally. Look out, Google Maps. You better find your morning show.
I stole that joke from my character says that in an episode of You're the Worst.
Your character, Alan Lay?
My character, Doug Benson, wants to develop TV shows for Waze.
I love that.
They're really short shows. So you can watch them at stoplights. who's, we're back to you, Adam.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, he's the bad guy in Starsky and Hutch.
Really good.
Oh my God.
Really good.
That's great. Matt?
I'm going to go. Neighborhood Watch. Wasn't that what it was called?
Yes.
Digging it.
Wait. Yes.
I'm not 100% positive that was the title, but I know it was about a Neighborhood Watch group. So
yeah, it was him and Ben Stiller and the guy from the IT Crowd over in England, Richard Ayoade.
Yes.
And Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Yeah. Yeah.
Neighborhood Watch. And it came out. What was it that, what was the timing that made that movie bomb? It came out at the same time as some big news story or something.
Oh, George Zimmerman.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Zimmerman happened. Zimmerman happens, and then they make a movie about a bunch of white guys trying to keep their neighborhood safe.
Yeah.
Oh God, horrible. All right. Sorry about that. If Neighborhood Watch is giving anybody any PTSD.
Just me.
Just making you stick around and listen to us talk about incredibly racist movies.
Yes.
Whose turn is it? Me? I think it's me. The Dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? That was some Justin Trudeau shit right there.
Hell yeah. It's a thing now. It's a thing.
Yeah, The Dilemma was a movie where Kevin James knows, or Vince Vaughn knows. One of them knows that the other one's wife is cheating. And then he spends the entire movie, Kevin James knows, spends the entire movie wondering whether or not he should tell his best friend that his wife's cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the dilemma. Doesn't The Dilemma sound like, you know, you locked your keys in your car?
Think. Or maybe like, you know, you forgot your your car and at the improv's tough. What is you walk through the wait, is it my turn yet?
Oh, you want to, dude, a quick story. I want to talk about tough.
Yes, I want to hear it.
I was playing Zanies in Chicago when they were shooting that movie, and Steve Byrne had a little role in it, and he was like, hey, can I go up? I'm going to bring everybody. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And Vince Vaughn's there, and fucking Kevin James, and Winona Ryder, I believe, was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny, that room holds like 80 people. And so everyone sees them. Steve goes up, has a great set. He gets off stage. And they all get up and leave. All the Hollywood people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was like, and hey, I'll put it this way. I mean, I went up and just lit it up. Like, I did great. Because I was just like, I'm not going down. And like, you know, didn't make fun of them for leaving. But it was that thing where it's like, you know, I mean, they probably want to go to dinner. But it's that feeling of like, yeah, hey, you're not going to watch my set? Well, shit. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's all I think of when I think of that movie. Every time I see Steve, he apologizes. Like, and he doesn't have to.
Did you see them walk out? Like, was it as you were walking to the stage, or was it while you were waiting to get called?
Yes. And Vince Vaughn is like 7 feet tall, and everyone saw him leave.
So an obvious exit. That's so shitty.
I think of it and laugh now.
Were you compelled to like scream out like, just stay for 5 minutes, and then if you don't like it, you're the con.
Nope. I did not talk about it. I didn't call any attention to it.
Sure.
Thankfully, it was packed to the gills already. So.
Yeah, but that at Zanies in Chicago, you have to leave by walking right past the stage.
Yeah.
like the exit is next to the side of the stage.
That's right.
Damn it. So people are just
And Vince Vaughn is not only the biggest person that's ever lived in terms of volume size, like Matt said, that's a tiny club. So there's nothing, the entire room knows where Vince Vaughn is at every moment he's in there.
Yeah, they're fucking him the whole time.
Like, that's one of the clubs that I'm really kind of worried about it opening up again, because everyone's so crammed in there. It's, I mean, which creates a great energy and such a fun room to play under their normal times.
They'll probably open up.
Oh, I think they will. I think they will. I mean, everywhere's trying to open up. I just, hope that it isn't too soon. But most of us aren't scientists, so it's hard to know what the right thing to do is. Whose turn is it now?
I would just like to say, breaking news, I was unlawfully kicked out of the game, and this is why. I IMDb'd, he was definitely in Anchorman 2, and that was not the title of the movie, but also The Watch is the title of Neighborhood Watch. So I'ma just throw that in there. It's a Doug Loves Movies controversy right now, and you kick the black girl out of the game for a Black Lives Matter week, and I'ma just put that out there. I was unlawfully treated.
Zoom burn.
I don't know what I'm saying, Doug. You owe me some weed, so you know what I'm saying. Like,
that's fair. That's
fair. I'm just throwing that out there.
Doug, yeah, you may not.
Somehow, just because I got it wrong and I'm out of the game now, you owe me weed as well, Doug. I don't know what.
Yes, you owe me weed.
You owe me weed. I don't make the rules, but I think I know them. So
there
you
go.
But I'm glad. Oh man, Joelle, I'm so glad you caught that. I don't want to win for keep going, but
I definitely wasn't gonna win. I knew I wasn't gonna win, but I did. My guessing ass got through to three rounds, and I was very proud of myself. I wouldn't have got the fourth round. I would have been pulling. I would have just started naming comedies. So I'm like, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. So yeah, I'm gonna just.
Well, you did. Yeah, I appreciate you keeping us honest. And Neighborhood Watch, I even believe that part of the reason I fell for that is because I believe that's what it was called in production. And then they just called it The Watch when the Zimmerman thing happened to be like, try to distance from the expression Neighborhood Watch. And it did not work. Gotcha. No one was fooled. Also, not a very good movie either. On top of it, it's not like a good movie got ruined by bad timing. It was just also just didn't work, didn't turn out so good. Yeah. Okay, so Matt, you're out.
Yep.
Joelle is back in.
No, I am not. I am not because I IMDb'd.
After perusing the IMDb page, she's back.
FBI work.
Okay, so that means it's my turn. And I will say that he was in the shot-for-shot remake of Psycho.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Right.
Adam?
A little movie called Into the Wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That had such weird... That's another example of him having a small part.
Him just popping up. Penn was probably like, dude, I got this flick.
Yeah, that was...
That was
crazy. Zach Galifianakis has a small part in there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Judith Light plays the butcher. No, that's.
If we're doing the, he had kind of a drama phase. So yeah. I'm going to say Clay Pigeons.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He did a few dramatic roles in a row for some reason. I don't know why.
Good. Now he's sort of on in a box.
Yeah, I think he didn't want to just be comedy guy, so he did a bunch of dramas in a row, and then people begged him to come back to comedy. Like, that's why I think he's so funny in Old School, is because he hadn't been doing comedies.
Totally
got to let that comedy freak flag fly. That scene where he's on the rings in the gymnasium. And he's got a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I also like when Will Ferrell gets caught on fire in the mascot costume. Yeah, Old School.
So good.
Anything else, Adam?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies of not only Vince, but J-Lo, The Cell.
Yeah.
Oh, The Cell.
Cell. Whoa, I forgot about that one.
Yes. Well, you know what I say to you, Matt? be cool.
Ooh, you do always say that.
I'm saying it all the time.
Wow.
Be cool. Any more, Adam?
Oh, God. fuck. Boy. I mean, I think we hit
I think we did a pretty good job with it.
I think we did them all. True Detective is a TV show. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we did really good.
Yeah, I think.
You know, I'm sure there's a few. There's one thing. What's that thing? Was he in Broke Down Palace?
I don't think so.
He was in one of those movies where some women were jailed in a foreign country and he was trying to help get them out. But I don't know if it was that one or another one.
Oh, you know what? Oh, fuck. What is the, it's Joaquin Phoenix in, and him and, fuck. What?
Describe it. What are they doing?
There's, it's like Malaysia. There's like a, their friend was like arrested for drug possession.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm talking about. I think I'm confusing a couple different movies.
Welcome to Paradise or
yes.
Going back to
something Trapped in Paradise, not Trapped.
Return to something Paradise. About,
what?
Maybe it's Return to Paradise.
I think so. I think it's something like that. Cause or I think he has to go back to try to get the women out that,
yes.
that
got,
yeah. Good job. Well, regardless, you win of all of my guests today, Adam, you are the winner. So
win?
Congratulations for that.
Thanks. It was a hard fought battle.
Right. Do you have anything in particular you'd like to plug today?
Yeah, my show's in Arizona this weekend at Copper Blues Live, 6 p.m. Friday, 3 and 6 Saturday, 6 p.m. Sunday.
I really love that club. It's a really nice,
it's special, yeah.
Nice space.
Got a good vibe. And then I'm one of the voices on this new animated show called Crossing Swords that hits Hulu June 12th. It's from the guys that made Robot Chicken, and it's me, Tony Hale, Seth Green, Brecken Meyer, Wendy McClevin Covey, Nicholas Holt, and some other rock stars, Tara Strong. And so that, I think there's 10 episodes of the season one drops June 12th on Hulu. It's like a filthy medieval time show, and it's claymation. It's fucking great.
Oh, I'm in for all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of great people and claymation and yeah. filthy and, oh,
all the
sounds awesome.
Stuff. And Vince Vaughn.
No.
No.
Really?
No. He's uncredited.
Joel Johnson, thank you for waiting around for this part. What have you got to plug?
Yeah, when you said Nicholas Holt, I was like, I loved him when Man Without a Face. And then I was like, oh, that's a different white boy named Nicholas. So, yeah.
Too many of them.
Too many of those. I would just like to say I'm at Joelle Nicole on Instagram, and I'm doing Stretches and Stories every Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I have a civilian guest and a comedian, and then I do a yoga class because I'm a yoga instructor, so just trying to put some positive energy into this crazy world. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm plugging.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yay.
Hey.
Matt Bronger.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? What's did the episode I did of your podcast, did it come out yet?
No, I've been kind of low front loading everything. We have about 4 episodes in the can. Yours will be number 2. I believe they roll out next week. It's called This Might Help with Matt Bronger, where people call in and leave anonymous messages, and myself and a guest, and Joelle and Adam, I got to have you both on individually.
Please. Yay!
And yeah, you'd be great. And we just never know what is coming down the pike. I had my friend Irene Tu on in the first episode, and we had a guy who, because of the coronavirus, was separated from his girlfriend. They don't live together, but they bought a vibrator together before the lockdown, and he wanted to know if he could use it on his own butt. So I didn't see that coming, and so it's stuff like that. And we offer honest advice, but while at the same time dicking around like only comedians can. The other thing I'll say is Kyle Kinane and I have a weekly happy hour show where we have some drinks. We have a guest on and we barge into other people's homes via Zoom when they welcome us in. And it's called Hey Girl with Matt and Kyle, because that's how Kyle and I, when we be on the road a ton, when we call each other to check in, we're like, hey girl, how you doing? Hey girl. Hey girl, everybody, to check in on them and see how they're doing. And we raise our glass and we raise money for charities every single week. And we've raised a few thousand so far, just kind of going by whatever the guest wants to raise money for. And last week we raised, I think, almost $500 for the Minnesota Freedom Fund. So it's been rad. So tune in every Friday at 5 on Twitch or holdthephone.tv.
Yes, every bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I we could have this conversation privately, but that's a show I would do.
Oh, dude, I'll have you on in a heartbeat. Absolutely. let me get back to you with the schedule. And
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I would love to have some drinks with you. It's a good excuse to just dick around with friends while you're raising money. It's really
fun. And I think Adam and Joyelle both could help your callers on that show.
For sure.
So thank you to all of my guests for being here. I don't have anything particular I'd like to promote other than, you know, peace, love, et cetera. And as always, I yield my time. Fuck you.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room